Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Pervasive drought conditions in Barbados in 1848 were a cause of concern, as reflected in commentary in the August 28th edition of the newspaper The Barbadian. Apparently, that particular August was an unusually dry one, with only a burst of heavy showers 2 weeks prior to the editorial's publication to break up what seemed to be a summer of less than normal rainfall. Unfortunately, this downpour did little to alleviate what had become an uncomfortable situation. It did not fall equally across the island, with several parishes, among them St. Philip and Christ Church, remaining bone dry. The situation was so dire that plantation wells were depleted of water and the yield from several crops, among them Indian corn, had shrunk considerably. The crop situation was aggravated by a widespread infestation of worms that affected not only corn cultivation, but that of bonavis and potato as well. There was also less water available to provide the stocks on the plantations. According to the Barbadian, with the fall of profits from the declining crop production being quite severe, many faced the prospect of being rendered bankrupt. There was a sense of despair within the population as trade within the island was curtailed and money was harder to come by. According to newspaper editor, the circumstances caused by the drought made things even harder for the many destitute persons living on the island. At that time, just a few years removed from the noose of enslavement, thousands of black Barbadians continued to rely heavily on subsistence farming for their living. These peasant farms often existed on the fringes of the numerous plantations that spread across the landscape, with cultivation sometimes taking place on soils of lesser quality than what was given over to sugarcane cultivation. So the vagaries of the weather, including depressed rainfall, was especially problematic for small farmers. These days, the unusually hotter temperatures and extended drought periods experienced within Barbados and the wider region is often attributed to the influence of climate change. However, in 1848, the blame for the drought was laid squarely at the foot of the island's immorality, perceived political ill-doings, and what was described as sensual indulgences and other societal evils. It was believed that it was only by fervent prayer and humility through seeking communion with God that the situation would be resolved. Fortunately, a few days after the editorial's publication, on this day, August 28, 1848, some rain did fall, particularly in St. John and Christ Church. However, it was not clear if this was because of divine intervention as a result of the population recommitting itself to God.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.